Germans vote in national elections next week, and surprisingly, immigration is not a major issue. For a decade, it's ignited German politics, leading to a big vote in 2017 for the right-wing Alternative for Deutschland party. But talk about a new refugee surge out of Afghanistan has not moved voters. Professor Klaus Neumann is with the Hamburg Foundation for Research and Culture. Klaus, welcome. Why hasn't immigration flared up in the campaign?
Well, I don't think that many people in Germany expect that refugee outflow to reach Germany. I think the general expectation is that most Afghans fleeing their country will end up in Pakistan and Iran.
Is there not, though, some resonance of 2015? Because I noticed, for example, just a couple of weeks ago, the CDU candidate for the chancellorship, Armin Laschet, said 2015 should not be repeated.
Yeah, but he hasn't repeated that. And in fact, I watched the debate between the three main candidates, and the issue of refugees hardly came up. In fact, there was only one small reference to it when one of the journalists asking the questions asked Laschet whether he agreed that there should be a 250,000 limit to the number of asylum seekers that Germany accepts per year. That was something that the previous government had agreed on. And Laschet said there shouldn't be an upper limit for people seeking asylum. And Laschet has in fact been quite consistently since 2015 one of the strongest supporters of Merkel's asylum seeker policy. And because it was obvious that the two other candidates didn't have any issue with that, the journalists dropped the topic and moved on.
So, Klaus, how has the heat gone out of immigration as an issue just in the last 5 years?
Well, I think the heat went out at least a couple of years ago, if not earlier. In the last 18 months or so, the main topic has been Corona. That has pretty much replaced the refugee issue also as an issue that has been used by the far right. So I think that's one of the reasons. I mean, the fact that there are so few people coming now to Germany as refugees or as asylum seekers, that's probably the main reason why that's no longer a big issue.
Do you think that is likely then to be reflected in a diminishing vote for the Alternative for Deutschland, which is the right-wing nationalist party?
No, I think they will pretty much retain their share of the vote, and that's to do with their stance on Corona restrictions. So that's the only party in Germany that opposes the restrictions imposed by the state and federal governments. It's the only party that is very skeptical about vaccinations. And I think that will ensure that its previous vote is pretty much going to be maintained.
There was something quite unusual in German politics just a couple of weeks ago. There was an attack on the Catholic background and the Catholic association of the CDU candidate, Armin Laschet. What was that about? Because it, as I say, it was quite unusual.
Yes, it was very unusual. And it wasn't so much an attack on his background, but it was an attack on the views of his chief of staff, in fact. What happened was that at the campaign launch of the Social Democrats, they showed us a very short video clip which depicted Armin Laschet as a Matryoshka figure.
The Russian doll.
The Russian doll, that's right. So as that doll was unpacked, other figures appeared, and one of them was this chief of staff of Laschet, and he had in 2007 in a talk show on television said that he opposes premarital sex. You know, he has been known to have quite fundamentalist views on issues due to his particular brand of Christianity. But there were protests both from the Christian Democrats but also from some of the other politicians belonging to other parties, including the Greens. And the Social Democrats haven't used that video since. I mean, you are right to say that that is very unusual, that somebody's religious affiliation features much in a campaign, at least now. I mean, it used to be the fact that, you know, in the 1950s and 1960s, Catholic Germans tended to vote for the Christian Democrats. Protestant Germans tended to vote for the Social Democrats. But that's no longer the case. And prior to our conversation, I tried to find out what religion, what church the three main candidates actually belong to. I mean, with Laschet, it's very clear. I mean, he is a Catholic and he actually worked for a Catholic newspaper. But with the other two, I actually had to do a bit of a search to find out.
Criticizing Laschet's association with a conservative Catholic was called a taboo. I suppose I'm fascinated as to why a religious criticism would be a taboo, because when I look, for example, at world values studies of Germany, Germany comes up as a pretty liberal place. Why would criticizing someone for a conservative religion go down badly among the German population?
Partly because it wasn't really criticizing him. It was trying to get at him by criticizing somebody else. So I think that was considered to be quite uncalled for. I mean, I think if Laschet himself had voiced those views, then that would have been a different matter. But he clearly does not share those views. I mean, he is not a fundamentalist. And also, I think Germans are very careful not to mix politics and private life. Whether somebody goes to church on Sundays, that's considered to be her or his private matter rather than a matter of public concern.
There is some other interesting data that's quite recent from Pew Research from late 2019. It showed that in West Germany, the old West Germany, 60% of people still say that religion is very important or somewhat important to them. Why don't these values issues play a larger role then in German politics? Because that's a very significant number of people who identify with religion.
Well, I mean, that depends on what people who were asked by Pew Research, what they meant when they said religion is important to them. I mean, it could just be that they are Protestants or Catholics, that they pay 8 or 9% of their income tax, you know, for the church. And that's an important aspect of their life. Protestants tend to go to church maybe once or twice a year. I don't think it means that they're necessarily believers. I mean, I would be surprised if 60% of Germans considered themselves to be believers. For many, church is just, you know, a social context. In terms of values, ethical questions play a big role in the election campaign. Most importantly, the question of how the young generations are going to deal with climate change and how the, you know, over 50-year-olds or over 60-year-olds, the baby boomers, how they are responsible for problems that 20 and 30-year-olds are going to face in the future. So, I mean, that's sort of an ethical issue that is important in the campaign.
Professor Klaus Neumann, he's with Deakin University. He's also with the Hamburg Foundation for Research and Culture in Germany. Klaus, thank you for coming back to the Religion and Ethics Report.
You're welcome.
And you're with Andrew West. Meanwhile, Pope Francis has been in Hungary and Slovakia delivering a strong message about the plight of immigrants and refugees. In the presence of Hungary's nationalist leader, Viktor Orbán, Francis said the cross of Jesus, quote, raises and extends its arms to everyone. He also warned of the lingering anti-Semitism in Europe.